Hello, it's me, Ludi Von Beats. Thanks guys for tuning in. I kind of just like, I just went on this crazy mind rant in my head about how awesome it is that like the future is actually here, and how like crazy it is the stuff we can do, and how I can like take movie out of the air and put it on like a little stick of metal and plug it into my TV and watch it. That blows my mind. That and ice cream made of dots. The future is here, people. It's amazing. Anyway, so that was my epiphany for the night, and I had to share it with you. And don't be asking me about flying cars. They're called planes, you idiots. Sorry. Anyway, so, all right, I'm going to get this started. Enough with my crazy ranting. I don't know what's wrong with me. So, I have a little something. A few weeks ago, I dropped a song in a Loof Hoof called Microwave Oven. And you'd know it if you heard it just based off that. And it was really silly. Anyway, so I made this little CD. And there were a bunch of skits and stupid songs on it like that. This was like 10, 12 years ago, something like that. Anyway, so I'm going to start playing them on here because they're really funny on Sunday night for a Loof Hoof. Because why not? No better place to do it. And I'm going to see what you guys think. So I got this little like skit I found on the old CD. And it's like a poetry skit. I don't know how to explain it. It's just, I'm going to start with this and then just go into some crazy lewd music. So anyway, thanks guys for tuning in. I'm Ludi Von Beats. You're listening to Ponyville FM, and this is the Loof Hoof.
Now for the soothing sounds of a poet pansy. C-spot, run. Run, spot, won't you run? Run, spot, run.
Run, spot.
You better run, spot.
Spot, move. Spot! Spot, move your ass! Run, spot! Run! No! Run!
Spot's dead.
No more running
for Spot!
Thank you. Down in a small white town, they call it Eastside Palm Hill. When the Afro man walked through the white man, how houses went up for sale. We all standing on the corner selling rap CDs when I met a little girl named Jan. I let her ride in my caddy cause I didn't know her daddy was the leader of the Ku Klux Klan. He fucked on the bed, fucked on the floor. Fucked so long I grew a fucking afro. Then I fucked to the left, then I fucked to the right. She sucked my dick till shit turned white. I thought to myself, she's stupid. Got my ass looking like a stripper. I put on my clothes and I was on my way. I threw my dick up in the chair. I jumped from the back window, but a daddy, he was waiting with a 2x4. Oh, he beat me to the left, he beat me to the right. The motherfucker whooped my ass all night. But I ain't mad, had a prejudice dad. That's the best damn pussy I ever had. I'm back to me and the fucking wife. I'm gonna fuck that bitch just one more time.
Yeah. once I get it, I'll be good. I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything that's shining always gonna be gold. I'll be fine once I get it. Yeah.
How about a little music from the new Desolation of Archie album that just came out like this morning? So I'm going to play that. This next one's Horseshoe by Silverhound and Archie. It's probably one of my favorite on the album, so I'm going to play it now. We'll be right back.
stepping motherfucker.
Yeah.
She can go lower than I ever really thought she could. Face girl. The top of your booty jiggling out your jeans, baby. Pull your pants up. I like it when I see you do it. Better than I've ever seen it done before. A lot of women drop it to the ground. But how low can you go? Lower than your mama's ever seen it in a lifetime. Never would have imagined this, not even in her right mind. Practice in front of that mirror. Now you doing it on the dance floor. Mad cause I can't get with your chick. Just show me how to dance. I may not want to get low, so I post it up. Kind of like a player do. But if you come to the crib, then I might show you girls a thing or two. Yeah, I think you a superstar. With an ass like that, you got a blue. Can you go?
escape polluted. Don't know what's in your pocket, but I wanna do it. Let's get polluted. Let's get polluted. Don't know what's in your pocket, but I wanna do it. I'm a walking garbage can, alcohol and Vicodin, Oxycontin, Molly, popping weed and Klonopin. Acid tabs and Special K, only on a special day. You look like a special girl, this could be a holiday. Alcohol and Vicodin. Let's get it.
Alright, everybody, that was the last song for my Lufu set. Thank you guys so much for listening. Really means the world to me. Man, I had a blast yesterday for our release event for Desolation of Archie, which is out now. $10. Go buy it. Funds go towards helping Archie and his medical condition, which if you don't know about, read up on wolfbeats.com. So with that said, go buy it. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. I believe I have a Get Low Go Hard set tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern. And as always, go Von Deeper every Thursday here on Ponyville FM, also at 9 p.m. Eastern. So yeah, there's that, the plugging and whatnot. Anyway, so tonight I am going to leave you guys with another track from the 2002-ish, whatever, album, self-titled Okama Game Sphere. This track was me being silly. Little relevance here. The whole CD thing that I did was recorded with one microphone, me, a friend, a Casio keyboard, and a guitar, and everything was recorded all at once on the same mic, as professionals usually do, or 17-year-old kids who don't know anything about producing studio music in their bedroom. Anyway, so this song is called "Don't Let Those Kids Take Your Money." You know, it's kind of it's got some really heavy undertones about like bullying and school and all the kind of crap kids go through. It's pretty deep. So without further ado, thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you tomorrow. Here is Don't Let Those Kids Take Your Money.
One, two.
I'm here to talk about a very important topic. Not murder, not rape, hell, not even drug abuse. This is something that happens in our school systems every day, and nobody cares. Mainly because it happens to nerds. See, bullies take nerds and they hang them upside down, and they shake them, and you hear one infamous sound. Cha-ling! That is the sound of lunch money falling to the ground, and that is a travesty. Well, nerds, I've got one thing to say to you. Tonight is the night. Never again will you have this chance. So all I have to say is, stand up and fight. Don't let those kids take your money. Even if they're big and probably could hurt you. Just let your mom say, oh honey, it's a baseball bat, you know what to do. I'm gonna tell a story. This is the story of a Chinese boy named Jiazu. He's really smart. They call him a nerd. Ever since second grade, Jiazu's had his lunch money stolen. So actually, he's never had a decent lunch, except on the weekends. And so that means he's never had protein. And that means he's very sick. On graduation, possibly the happiest day of Yazoo's life, he dies. Don't let those kids take your money. If they're big and probably could hurt you. Just let your mom say, oh honey, here's a baseball bat, you know what to do. Everybody! Oh, let those kids take your money. If they're big and probably could hurt you. Just let your mom say, oh honey, here's a baseball bat, you know what to do. Oi! Oi! Do you sell popcorn?
Like pork chops.
Pork chop sandwiches.